Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, Pizza Box filling in. And I got Matt Rothschild. And we were just laughing. Losing never gets old, does it? It's great. Yeah. Just keep fighting and getting your ass kicked. Come back for more. But they, you know, the underdog.
Gotta keep fighting.
Sweet Polly Purebred likes underdog. So
that's
I'm gonna flashback
right there.
Yeah. Well, I should work with Brian on some stuff since Fancy Brian has got all these voices and stuff. I like his Scooby Doo, you know. But I had one too. You know. Hey Scooby, where are you? Over here. It's not too bad.
No, you guys can team up.
Yeah, I think so. Big guy, little guy. If there's enough in the, you know, that guy can eat a whole pizza. Anyway, Mark's been holding long enough, so we'll go to Mark in the sack.
Yeah, well, remember who Underdog's nemesis was? Simon Barr Sinister. Yeah.
Simon says. Hey, see, I got him too.
And Tom Trifix was Krabby Appleton, who's what little Diddy was. My name is Krabby Appleton. I'm rotten to the core each day. I do a bad day, even three or four. That these guys are just horrible. I mean, that for Joe Manchin, I mean, that he obviously is being, you know, finagled in some way. But how much money, you know, for these people, how much money is enough? I mean, these people, they need more for themselves. And I just, rather than think about people in this, Build Back Better would benefit the whole country, would benefit each person in West Virginia disproportionately to the rest of the country. I mean, based on, you know, that, you know, West Virginia gets tons of federal aid. You know, they're so independent, you know, they're the mountains.
Don't forget Kentucky, because Rand Paul doesn't like it when we use other people's money to bail out other people every year in Kentucky.
Except for bailing out his state.
Where's his neighbor?
You know, that Rand Paul is something else as well. I mean, that
punk.
He's a punk. He's like Scott Walker. I mean,
no, he's shorter than Scott Walker. He's about my size, like 5'5" or something like that.
It's just disgusting that these guys who, you know, when is enough for them, and they just keep, you know, serving the people that have even more than enough. They forget about the general welfare clause of the Constitution. But I want Joe Manchin to stay a Democrat. I don't want Mitch McConnell to be the leader of the Senate.
He already is, arguably. He's already the majority leader. Manchin makes him that way, and to keep him as a Democrat is just. I mean, I, you know, I, maybe we don't have a choice, right? But no, he's not a Democrat, and it doesn't give us any control over the Senate, Mark.
Well, we got part of the vote, part of, you know, got the hard infrastructure.
Yeah, we got the hard one. Remember when I actually said, you know, this $2.1 trillion, yeah, you know, let's get that through and not do the soft, because they're not going to pass the soft one, even after they carve it down. Am I the only one that saw that coming and said, no, I was with the progressives, the ones that held us hostage, right? They didn't hold us hostage, Mark. And I appreciate your call, but I'm not gonna let that part of the party be defended. I will go back to Cassandra and say that, hey man, no matter who Republican is running, you know, if it's Biden and Harris, I'm going for it. But you know what? It's not gonna be Biden. He's not gonna run again. He's not gonna run again. And to be quite honest, I'm not, like, you know, sold on Kamala Harris being the best candidate we have? No, it wouldn't be that. It would be a progressive. Hey, you know, what about Ro Khan? Huh? Somebody that's like, you know, and somebody that ain't white for a change. Oh yeah, we had the one. Can we have another person, different culture, different perspective, totally progressive, doesn't hold it against us that we're white? Kind of representative?
Got to say, AOC would be 35. She'd be able to run.
And we've been hoping for that. You know, if she is that, and the problem with that again is that you're going to have Democrats attacking her. See, Mark, I don't call those people Democrats. I call them jackasses. Okay, and there is a difference between a donkey and a jackass, which is what too many Democrats in our Senate and Assembly have been for decades. Man, get over it, man. They sold out. They sold us out a long time ago, and it's up to us to get it back. And I'm not going to say, yeah, we should keep Manchin. I can't do it, man. I just can't. I can't get there. I've tried everything I know. You know, it's just not going to happen. And I hope it never does happen. I'll never accept anything like that. We have gone so far off the charts, politically, socially, economically, that anybody that has an argument with me has got too much time on their hands.
Mark was right about one thing, though.
Yes.
I mean, Manchin and a lot of these other folks, they aren't representing their constituents. They're representing their donors.
It's for him. When he says, I can't do it, I can't do it, it's because he's thinking of him. He's not thinking about why he can't do it for other people. He's why I can't do it for me. Because he'd lose total support from the toxic and corrupt industries that his family is all associated with.
Yeah, it's just so corrupt. And then for him to do that poor, pitiful me stunt.
I mean, Mark, I'm sorry, but it's like, why don't the Democrats attack that bastard where he needs to be attacked? On the floor, in the coffers, on the TV. He went on Fox. He's a traitor, man, and a coward. I mean, that's what traitors and cowards do. He's the modern-day Benedict Arnold, isn't he?
You know, at least Biden put out a tough statement. I appreciated that.
Yeah, I mean, his talk has exceeded what I thought, right? It's not up to him to walk it. It's up to the other people in the Senate and the Congress, and they're not walking it, folks. Biden would have gone along with it. Call him a puppet if you must. But he's a friendly puppet, more like a Muppet, right? He likes everybody. He wants everybody to like him.
He likes everyone. He's also, similarly to Obama, thinks he can convince everybody. But they're not able to because these guys are playing, you know, with different goals in mind.
I think maybe Cassandra on some days is more convincing than the Democratic Party. She's right. And Mark, you're right in defending what we want out of the Democratic Party. But we're not going to get there by keeping the same clowns. I've had enough of that. I can't believe I'm laughing today. I mean, it's just, I was watching everything around the world again. It's just like, oh, dear. This, you know, and again, the first thing that hits me is watching nature being destroyed because I realize how sparse it's getting. It's just insane. And, you know, the humans that don't care about that, I don't really consider them human. So if you get sick and die, you know, the finger of God comes through and takes you out. If you know, who am I? This is a Christian nation, man. God does crazy things, right? You guys are crazy when you know, that's why state and church were meant to be separate, right? You can go off and believe whatever you want. You can't legislate against other people on some tangent that can't be proven. I mean, science and math do matter. People, elections matter. You know, a friend of mine says, oh, it doesn't matter who's in office. I go, oh, it matters who's in office.
I mean, if we haven't learned anything over the last 10 years here in Wisconsin, it's that elections matter.
And it matters who's on your school board and who's your city council and who's your mayor and, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, it matters. But
the right's coming for all those offices.
They're getting them.
Yeah.
And here in Wisconsin, number one and probably book burning here pretty soon. You know, they got school boards, you know, people coming out of the woodwork to cancel books, you know, because they're not white enough, I guess. Isn't that the best way to say it? They're not white and Christian. Then we got to get rid of it because, damn it, this country was founded on Christian guidelines, you know, like slavery and rape and pillage. All those great Christian values, you know, the family values people. There's no family value, you know. I still think that somehow Robin Voss, not only was, you know, the gerrymandering, but somehow in his district, he was able to gerrymander all ethics, morals, and family values right out of there. Because when I was going off on him on my show and somebody calls in and I go, hey, so now what do you think about all that Robin Voss? Oh, I think we've heard enough about Robin Voss. Yeah, let's go vote for him again, right? That's your leader. That means you're a follower. That means you suck. And I don't.
I mean, the thing about Robin Voss is it's just all about the power. You know, he wants to be the longest-serving speaker in the Wisconsin Assembly in history, and he doesn't care about anything else. I mean, he doesn't care about, you know, cozying up to Trump, hiring Gableman, putting Branch in ahead of the Assembly Committee on Elections, even though these people are much further to the right than he is, and he's got to know in his mind that the election wasn't stolen like these idiots keep saying, but he plays up to them because it serves his power base.
Well, he's an absolute control freak. And again, I go into someone's personal life, you know, somebody that's been married 4 times, you know, in 17 years, but you can't count the one because it's an annulment. No, the marriage happened for a minute. Dennis Rodman and Kardashian kind of moment. It still counts as you trying to get married for a day. It just doesn't go recorded as an official wedding, but you got to do the honeymoon stuff. So, and I bet she went on the honeymoon, maybe he had a lobbyist with, and she's like, I'm just not down for this. I'm a null on this. But I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm digging, dig, Robin Voss, into your life as a public official, right? Representing everybody. What happened in these marriages? I can't find out. Because he's made them all sign no comment clauses.
Non-disclosed agreements.
Just like Trump, you know. Four wives, destroying lives, you know. That's what they do, man. And of course they got to keep it quiet because if anybody found out the truth, but then we know the truth and people still don't care. It blows my mind every day that I get up and see people defending, you know, right-wing ideology or centrist Democrat ideology. I can't go with either. Ah, glad I was born human, man. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Well, I'm glad you're fighting still, Mike. That's important.
Well, I'm just getting started. And the best part, Matt, is that there's people that are like, hey, are you going to be going to the Capitol? What days are you going to? Okay, so anybody listening, I'm definitely going to go tomorrow and Thursday. Okay, 11 to 9, something like that, maybe a little earlier. And, we'll see what happens, but I got some good signs, you know.
Got some new signs?
Well, yeah, I haven't shown that one, you know, January 6th, 2021, you know, Republican coup against freedom and democracy. You know, I got all kinds of stuff that I'm going to put out. And, hey, come on down. Let's discuss each one. You know, most of the people just walking through there, you know, they're kind of getting it. But, you know, the ones that don't get it are the people that work in the Capitol and just want to do their job. And they don't like it when I come there. The guys, come on, Mike, you know, I just got to get through the shift. And well, then you can deal with it. If you're going on vacation, this is probably the best way you should go into vacation. You know, the most difficult part of your week is over. And now you can go home and enjoy the holidays. We'll be back. Oh.